Charlotte has one of the fastest growing apartment markets in the country, and that's a boon for another type of business, one that deals with waste, pet waste, that is. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports on a high-tech service many property managers use to crack down on owners who don't pick up after their pups.
At the Mulch Dog Park alongside the Mint Apartments, tenants have an eye on one another. Ronnie Umar is walking with his two dogs, Ripley and Amira, in the fenced-in area. He spends a lot of time out here and says it's not just dog dynamics that come into play at the park.
The biggest thing you'll kind of find out is who's dominant, who's not, and whose owners are skittish, scared, or dog people or not.
Umar says you'll also notice who doesn't pick up after their dog.
Here's two fresh ones for you, possibly from today.
Umar assures me because he's a good neighbor, he picks up his dog's poop most of the time.
The two times where I won't pick up is A, if it's in foliage that just can't be reached. Also, if it's less than firm.
But Umar now has another incentive to pick up after his dogs. He said he could be fined $50 if he doesn't. After that, fines can climb to $250. The property manager hired a company called Pooprints to identify who is leaving the dog poop on the property by testing the droppings for DNA. The results are compared against a database of genetic material from dogs who live in the building to identify the human who didn't scoop the poop. Brock Kehoe started the company's North Carolina franchise more than 5 years ago. He estimates between 100 and 200 housing developments in the Charlotte area use the service.
Poops, parties, and parking. So those are the three issues that most property managers deal with the most, and we're solving one of them.
Residents have to give Kehoe their dog's DNA. He's set up in the Mint's front lobby with Q-tips to swab the dogs himself to kick off the program.
Are you comfortable with me doing a little cheek swab on you?
Yeah, of course. Sit, Maple, sit.
Maple, oh wow, that's a good sit.
According to Pooprints, the company is used in about 3,000 complexes nationwide. When employees find poop on the premises, they take a sample, as Kehoe demonstrates.
You see the collection tool looks kind of like a to-go knife.
That's the scientific way of saying he's using a plastic knife to cut a piece of dog turd.
We're just gonna flip it over. And we're gonna basically just cut down the outside of it. You see how we just got that very outside little bit.
He then drops it in what looks like a small Tylenol bottle filled with a liquid preservative and shakes it up. That sample will go to a lab where scientists will try and find a match. A property manager at Millcrest Park Apartment Homes in Fort Mill says she orders about 24 tests a year from Pooprints. In the past 5 years the property has used the company, Whitney Whiteside says there's been a significant reduction in dog poop. Residents are fined $250 for each offense.
We haven't had anybody get too upset about it. Of course, the initial reaction, they're not happy that they have to pay it, but they acknowledge that they agreed to this and they have paid.
She says if a resident doesn't pay, he or she is in violation of the lease. Kehoe, the head of the North Carolina division of Pooprints, says the private market is good, but he wants to expand into cities. He says he's planning to pitch it to a few municipalities in North Carolina, but wouldn't say which ones. The Parks Department in Carmel, Indiana, implemented the Pooprint program in one of its membership-only dog parks in 2015.
Everybody laughed at us. We were the butt of all jokes.
Mark Westermeyer leads the Parks Department in Carmel. He says now they have virtually no problem with perpetual poop perpetrators in the 5-acre dog park with 350 members.
In 2 3/4 years, we've had 7 incidents. And we were able to give people warnings, and we've only issued 3 fines.
Westermeyer says it didn't cost the city anything because the fees were passed on to pet owners. In London, the borough of Barking and Dagenham piloted the program in parks and on pavements. A spokesman says residents registered their dogs voluntarily, but they still had a 50% reduction in what he calls dog fouling incidents. The borough plans to use the program permanently starting later this year. Back at the Mint Apartments, resident Ariane Becker is excited her building is starting to crack down on pet owners. Becker insists she always picks up after her dog Maple, who is appropriately that color. She says she's seen some who aren't as diligent. She used to live in a 3rd-floor unit that overlooked the dog park, and that's when she said she got a glimpse of the offenders.
I could have never identified who it was, but I did feel like coming down and reporting it, but there was no way for me to do it.
Hopefully for Becker, those days are over. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.